All right, hold on for a minute. We're on, Margaret, we're on the air right now.
I understand.
Okay, can you give me the information that you have?
All I know is that I brought Jason J. Delmonico, my son.
Now, that is your, how old is he?
He's 10.
He's 10 years of age. You're at Our Lady of Lagos Hospital?
Yes. And on Sunday, he began to develop a fever. He also started developing some symptoms. He was fatigued. He had a fever. He said that his back hurt him. He developed a rash around Tuesday or Wednesday, and he's in quarantine right now. And obviously, we're very worried.
Now, tell me what the doctors told you.
They think it is symptomatic of smallpox.
Good God.
I don't know what to do. I am absolutely beside myself.
Well, how did he get that?
I don't know. He goes to a private school. He has friends who are from other countries. I don't know. There's a very large Afghani population in San Marino, where he goes to a private school, and it might be that.
That he got it from some foreign kid?
I can't hear you, Phil.
That he got it from some foreign kid?
Yes. He can... I'm just so absolutely beside myself.
Well, this is something that I... Now, we don't want to get a panic going here, okay?
But how did he get that? Smallpox. I'm really very worried.
Are these kids that your son plays with... You say they're from Afghanistan?
I don't know if he got it from them. They say they're Italian, but the word around the school is that they're from Afghanistan, yes. But I never in my wildest dreams... My son has got such a great future. And what this could mean for our country.
This has got me nervous. I mean, anthrax is one thing, but smallpox... What did the doctors say?
They have him in quarantine.
Has the health department been called?
I don't know. All I know is that the doctor made a preliminary diagnosis that he has smallpox.
Well, I mean, is the school going to be told?
Yes, Phil, you have to understand, all of this has come down very quickly, but yes.
Well, I know that you're very emotional right now, and I don't know what to say.
He just lies there, and he's had his bowels are loose. He can't eat. He has this rash. Smallpox is much different from anthrax in terms of how it can be spread. And
well, it's highly contagious.
Yes, obviously, I'm worried not only for myself, but for my husband, who is not well. And
you know that I was in your home 2 weeks ago.
I don't think he was exposed at that time.
Well, you don't know when he was exposed. You know that I was in your home, and now your son has smallpox.
Well, Phil, I didn't call you to get you worried about your family.
I'm sorry. You know what? That was wrong of me. You have a problem, and here I am feeling selfish. It's just you have to understand it makes me nervous.
I certainly understand that, Phil. I suppose that everyone should be worried at this time. The poor boy is delirious. He's feverish. He's in so much pain.
Jesus, this is... We have Margaret Gray on the line. She's a syndicated columnist. She works oftentimes on our program reporting on entertainment news. Apparently yesterday, the doctor made a preliminary diagnosis that your son, Jason J. Delmonico, has smallpox.
And I walked out of the examining room. I called Frank. I sat down. I felt like I was in another world.
Well, I can well imagine. And this is... And again, I don't mean to be selfish.
That's all right, Phil.
But this, I mean, anybody that he's exposed to, this has got to be contained.
I would hope so, and I hope the health department is on it, but who knows? It could spread like wildfire.
Well, please don't say that, okay? Because that is,
I know it makes you nervous.
It does make me nervous. It would make you nervous.
I didn't call Phil to upset you. I don't know whether we have an epidemic or...
Do they have any idea where he got it?
All I could think of are these Afghanistan children that he plays with, but they claim they're Italian.
So you don't know whether they're Afghanistan kids or not?
No.
Oh, man, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm feeling a little nervous. You know, it's funny how it can be psychosomatic, because I almost feel feverish myself.
Well, I know that the doctor said that within 16 days he's going to be a mass of blisters. My son's never even had acne, and he's going to be covered...
I don't even know if I can go on with the program. I feel so sick to my stomach.
You're feeling bad.
Yes, I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling bad for you. I'm feeling bad for me. I'm feeling bad for the country.
Can I tell you something, Phil? And this is so important.
I feel bad for my kids.
Can I tell you something? And this is very important.
Yes, but I'm saying that I don't want you to think I'm being selfish. You tell me your son's got smallpox. I worry for you, but I also worry for me.
But let me tell you something, because it's very important.
What?
I'm only kidding. He doesn't have smallpox.
What does he have? I mean, I don't understand.
He doesn't have anything.
Your son doesn't... You're kidding.
Yes, I'm just joking.
You're joking about your son have... I can hear are you in a hospital right now?
Yes, I'm standing in the emergency room, but Frank is just over here to visit Dr. Brewer.
Dr. Brewer?
Yes, it's a friend of his.
Does your son have smallpox?
No.
Then why did you call me and tell me that he does?
I thought it would be fun, that's all. I just thought it would be something...
You thought it would be fun to call me up and say that you're...
Phil, now listen to you before you go up. I know how serious you've been lately, and I didn't want to burst your bubble.
How serious I've been lately? You call me up and say your son has smallpox on the air, and you're only kidding.
Phil, calm down.
Why would I calm down about something like that? I don't like to be manipulated any more than anybody else.
You know something, Phil? That's all you ever do on your show is manipulate people. So I don't...
Well, I don't say things like that. My son has smallpox, and then, oh, I'm only kidding? How do you figure that lightens things up?
Look at how tense you were. And now you're releasing. And now...
I'm releasing. I'm angry.
Phil, I love to listen to you when I'm making Frank his dinner, and Frank was saying to me that lately you sounded very serious, and I said, well, I know what I can do to loosen you up. And
so you call up and tell my screener that your son has smallpox.
Oh, Phil, loosen the bone. You run a radio show. Get with it. Everything...
Well, that's not funny. There's nothing funny about that. Saying that your son has smallpox.
I think it was a hoot. I think it was a hoot and a half just to listen to you. You sounded like you were going to crap a green brick.
Well, you're right about that.
Look, there are millions of American women...
Saying your son has smallpox. Yeah, you bet I sounded like I was going to crap... What do you mean I was going to crap a green brick?
Well, that's what... Phil, there are millions of American women listening to you while they're doing their chores and making their husband's dinner. And they want a little laugh, and I thought I'd call your show and give everybody a laugh.
By saying, hey, my son has smallpox.
Phil, there is no smallpox anymore.
Don't you know that this country is under a bioterror alert? Afraid of that?
Oh, what do you think this is, Rawhide? Do you think this is the days of the Wild West and Thomas Jefferson he just got down cutting down some trees, he's got a little smallpox scar? Come on.
Do you realize that people are uptight about this kind of thing?
I think it's time for them to loosen up.
Look at this. I got David in Tampa. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I got people calling this show.
Whoever you are. First of all, I'm in a car listening to the Phil Hendry show. I have to pull over when I hear your kid has smallpox, and then it's a joke? Come on. I mean,
I don't understand. Why did you have to pull over? Why did you have to pull over?
Because that scared the heck out of me. I'm starting looking up in the sky to see if any planes are coming overhead. I mean, Tampa's one of the big areas
Key but on. One of the things about Florida is a lot of stupid people down there, David. So just look in the mirror and say, I'm really dumb, and you'll be fine.
So you think this is a big joke?
Yes, I thought it was a hoot and a half. You looked like you were going to crap a green brick.
Yeah, I got all of that about what I looked like. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Calling my show, playing a practical joke like that, saying your son has smallpox.
Oh, Phil, lighten up, for God's sake. You know something? Everything with you is serious, serious, serious.
It's not a joke saying somebody's got smallpox. What's funny about that?
If I had a TV camera into your studio, you'd probably look like you had just crapped a...
green brick, I understand.
Well, you sound like it.
Well, of course I do.
And I love how selfish you are. Oh, I was at your house in 2 weeks.
I was trying to be as forthcoming and as compassionate at the same time as I could be, and you're twisting my words all around, and then you say, oh, I'm only kidding.
So you've never played a joke before?
I've played plenty of jokes. You know I've played plenty of jokes.
And you've never walked into a room and said, I've been diagnosed with smallpox, and watched the looks on their faces and then said, I'm kidding.
No, I have not. I have never, ever done a joke like that.
I don't believe you.
Well, you don't have to believe me. Have you?
Have I gone into a room and said I had smallpox?
Yes.
Yes, I have. We did it for the fundraiser for the Swanson School. We did it for the fundraiser, and we had some 300 parents. It was really funny.
300 parents for what?
For the fundraiser for the K-12 that Jason J. Delmonico goes to.
You did a fundraiser for a school?
Yes.
And you walked into the middle of it and said, I have smallpox to 300 parents?
Yes. And you should have seen half of the women look like they were going to faint. One man apparently went and threw up, so he wasn't there when I said I was kidding. And
so this isn't the first time you've done this?
No. What? I mean...
Oh, so you got experience doing this. Walking into a room and saying you got smallpox and then saying, I'm only kidding.
You know something? You really sound angry.
You better believe I am.
Well, you should have seen it. I dropped down like I was dead with saliva, and the crowd just howled. They loved it. They laughed.
They laughed?
Yes, because they knew I was joking.
You said one guy threw up.
One man and one woman fainted. Everybody else laughed their ass off.
Must be a sick crowd, whoever they are.
These are some very prominent people with children in a very prominent school.
Well, that doesn't matter to me at all. They must be some real sick people. Here is Martin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I've been outside of Philadelphia,
I'm from Harrisburg.
The most interruptive kind of conversation that I've ever heard in my life. This woman should be sacrificed at the altar. It's not enough that we are frightened to death with anthrax and the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda. We have to listen to this kind of nonsense from woman?
Oh, I'm pulling your leg.
You're not pulling my leg.
Sure.
You're pulling America's guts, and it's not fair. And this is not funny. It doesn't belong
absolutely,
on the air.
Absolutely.
And you should be removed, not as a source of entertainment.
Wait a second. I walked into a room full of 300 parents, and they laughed their asses off.
I don't believe they did for a minute.
Well, you weren't there.
Would laugh their ass off.
I said, I've got smallpox. I said, I'm only kidding. And they went, oh, my God, that's wonderful.
Yeah, sure. Wonderful. Sure they did.
And then they went
I've got cancer. Is that great?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Well,
I've got bladder cancer.
Well, then it's
you
not
think
funny.
That's funny.
No, of course it isn't, because you're not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And you're
all
kidding.
Right. I am kidding.
Smallpox is not
difference.
Funny either.
No, but the difference is I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, how in the world are we supposed to know that you're kidding?
Because
this
I
is
said
funny.
I said I was kidding.
What kind
Wait a
of
minute.
Sense of humor do you have that
what
you
if
portray
Martin,
yourself as an entertainment editor or contributor?
I've interviewed some of the most prominent entertainers in the business, and I can assure you that they would find it most amusing.
No, wait a minute. What if Martin said, I have bladder cancer, oh, I'm only kidding?
That'd be a riot.
That'd be a riot.
That would be really funny.
Sure.
Yeah. America at this time needs a
right. We need
some woman, not you taking away from life.
I'm not taking away from life, Martin.
Of course you
are. I'm letting people realize how bloody serious they are and how stupid they look when they believe everything that they hear.
Humor is an exercise of wit.
Wait a minute.
You have no wit.
Exactly.
Well, listen to the men ganging up on the woman now.
No, wait a minute.
It has nothing to do with sexism ganging up on a woman.
Don't turn this into some kind of a battle of the sexes.
No, I know what it is. It's two men ganging up on a woman. Look, the punchline for I have cancer, there is no punchline.
Well, there is no punchline for smallpox.
Yes, it is.
There is no punchline for any sickness.
Here's the punchline. I'm only kidding.
The sickness is within you.
Well,
the sickness is within your sense of humor. You are sick.
So I take it
to portray yourself as an entertainment editor, as a contributor to society, is utterly ridiculous.
Martin, we need humor again. That's why my very good friend Rudy Giuliani said, come on, people, let's laugh again.
And that's your contribution to it. My son has smallpox. I'm only kidding.
At this juncture, you know how I feel. I'm sure that there are many millions out there that feel, that share my feelings.
Martin, I think
I choose
tell
not
people,
to listen to you.
Hello, I'm Martin. I have bladder cancer. I'm only kidding. Watch the room break up.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Not only do I have bladder cancer, but I am a wounded veteran of the Korean War.
Are you joking?
No, I am not joking.
Well, see, you've got to say I'm joking after all of those.
No.
Well, maybe he's
no
not.
I find no humor in that. I find no humor in cancer. I find no humor in smallpox.
Can I tell you a story?
I find no humor in anybody's illness.
Can I tell you a story, please, Martin, for a minute? I was at a fundraiser the other night for the National Society for Teachers, and a man got up.
There is no National Society for Teachers.
How do you know? I was at a fundraiser for a National Society for Teachers.
There is no such organization.
Yes, there is.
Where is it headquartered?
Headquartered in Camarillo, California. Now, can I continue?
Not wrong. You're
I was
wrong.
At this fundraiser, and the man was talking about being held as a POW by the North Vietnamese for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how at one point he was so devoid of friends and so devoid of contact that even a rat that would come into his cell at night became a pet. And then he said he was only kidding, he'd never been to Vietnam. The entire room broke up. It was so hysterical.
You know, all I can hear now is this.
A room full of ignorant people.
The entire, you know,
just
the only thing.
I find you to be an ignorant, unparalleled, uneducated, ill-conceived human being.
I can tell you, I graduated from the University of Pennsylvania. My hometown.
You didn't go to the University of
Pennsylvania.
The University of Pennsylvania wouldn't have you as a student.
Let's take a quick vote. Phil, did you think it was funny what I said?
What school did you graduate from at the University of Pennsylvania?
What school?
Yes.
Fern School.
Which school?
The School of Nursing.
The School of what?
Well, Martin, if you can't hear me, I said the School of Nursing.
Well, I'm going to go to the University of Pennsylvania tomorrow.
Yes.
And do you know where it's located?
Yes, I do.
Where?
Well, that would be very stupid. I went to school there for 6
where
years.
Where in Philadelphia is the University of Pennsylvania
it's
located?
It's in Philadelphia, I was going to say.
Where?
What do you mean, where? In downtown.
It's not in downtown.
I didn't think it was. I was testing to see if you knew.
Okay, now what kind of a game are you running now? Did you go to the University of Pennsylvania or did you not?
Yes.
Where is it located?
On First Street.
There is no First Street in Philadelphia. The University of Pennsylvania.
Well, it's been 30 years. All right, it's been 30 years.
Well, I went to Penn State, and it was 40 years ago.
Penn State is Penn
ago.
State. Penn State's Penn State. I went to Penn.
Yeah, I know. And Penn is in Philadelphia, and Penn
yes.
State is in State College,
exactly.
Pennsylvania.
Right, that's what I said.
There is no First Street. There never was. You never went to the U of P.
What is this, Jeopardy? Hey, Alex, give me another question. Jesus. I
Alex.
Call up to try. Yeah, you're Alex Trebek. You're Alex Trebek with bladder cancer. I call up.
You know, Margaret, I'll tell you something.
I'm a moron. I call
you
up
are.
And try to liven up your life and
you
make
are
you feel
trying,
better.
You have perpetrated a fraud
and all
on
you're
this,
doing
on this
is,
radio
all you're
station.
Doing is trying to complain about your service in Korea.
He never complained about his service in Korea.
I'm proud of it.
Well, then why'd you call up and bellyache about it?
He didn't do that. He called up and said that you're an idiot.
Oh,
you're
thought,
a moron. She's
I thought
a moron. She never went to the U of P.
I thought he called himself an idiot.
No, he didn't. He called you an idiot.
Well, I stand corrected.
Yeah, you stand corrected. All right,
I'm
Martin.
Going to hang up now.
Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-86.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. Let me go right to a phone call here. Phyllis, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mrs. Gray, I think it's really sad that a woman of your intelligence and background uses smallpox as a joke with your own son as the butt of a joke, knowing how as a nation we are all concerned and worried about smallpox. And I think that if you think that sort of thing is a joke, that maybe the FBI need to put you on their watch list. For any other future jokes that you may come up with.
Phyllis? Phyllis, you there?
Yes.
Yes, Phil Hendry. Margaret's not here anymore, and actually the voice of Margaret Gray was done by me.
Okay, so I don't know what you mean. Well, those I are guess my what comments.
What I mean is that woman, Margaret Gray, that person, I was actually performing that voice.
Oh. Okay. So the whole thing was a joke?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And it was probably in bad taste. And I apologize to you.
Well, I just thought, you know, she shouldn't say that about her son. That's the only thing.
Well, you're right, but she doesn't exist. I made her up.
Okay, then.
All right.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yep. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Do you think I ought to be put on the FBI watch? No, well, she hung up. She took it well. She really did. You know, so many times when you do that on the show.
Phil, why don't you just shut up?
Oh, shut up and get out of here. Okay, I tell you what we'll do here in the next 15 minutes. Oh, I don't know, next 10, 12 minutes here. In fact, we probably need some theme music for the bit. Was the smallpox bit in bad taste? Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry, and commenting on the bit we just did with Margaret, where she said that her son had smallpox. Oh, she was only kidding. Give us a call at 1-800-449-8686 and tell us, do you think the smallpox bit was in bad taste or not? Those of you who heard it. Now, if you're just joining us and you missed it, well, you're going to have to check out our website. You're going to have to listen to our archives. We carry 30 days of archive show material. So you just have to get your backstage pass, which is only $6.95 a month, and you get all the archive that you could possibly want. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is funny.
You thought the bit was funny?
Yeah, I don't know why people are getting all worked up about it.
Okay, brother, thank you for your call.
Okay, thanks.
Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm a longtime listener, and I knew it was a joke, and I knew that the punchline would hit at some point, but at the same time, I was worried that for those 5 minutes, someone was going to take it crazy.
Have a heart attack?
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
I figured we were on safe ground with smallpox because that disease hasn't broken out, you know, as opposed to the anthrax stuff that we were doing, which I was kind of nervous about.
Right. Well, it's a testament to how good you are at your show because it is very realistic and...
I'm going to put you down as a vote, you know, like maybe on the fence.
Yeah, and really quick, Phil, I wanted to call last week and I couldn't get through. I wanted to pat you on the back because you were the first and probably the only person that said that the anthrax was local, homegrown.
Homegrown domestic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we can do a little of that straight news talk when we have to.
Well,
Thank you. All right, man, thanks. Goodbye.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to you. No, I thank you for your... Let's go to Dan. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes.
I'm a fireman. I'm also hazmat tech, and that was totally tasteless.
Okay. Bad taste.
Oh, no. Not even bad. That was, like, beyond bad taste.
All right.
Because the Centers for Disease Control, CDC,
right,
has put out warnings for possible smallpox problems.
Right.
And that was like, totally, totally beyond tasteless.
All right. I appreciate that. All right. And thank you for your call.
Yep.
All right, man. Bye. Okay, here's Omar. Omar, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, Phil, it was funny, it was comedy, and it was great. I don't think it was in bad taste at all.
Okay, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you. Doesn't mean that the guy who said it was in bad taste is wrong. Matt, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Matt in Spring Hill.
Yes.
That was totally tasteless, man. And if I ever find you in public, well, you fill in the blank from there.
You'll make love to me?
No, hardly, sir.
Okay. All right. You're angry, and you'll kick my ass.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Sharon, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
I'm a new listener.
Yes, ma'am.
Since September 11th.
Yes.
And driving home tonight, listening to your show, I'm appalled. I think that was so distasteful. I'm just flabbergasted because I had to pull over. It scared me to death. You know, this is crazy.
It's
why,
nuts.
Why do you think that's funny? Why would you ever? That's so distasteful.
Well, I...
No, not in these days. You can't do that.
I thought it would be just a, you know...
I mean, right away... I have three daughters.
Well, right away she said it was a joke. I mean, the character I was playing said it was a joke.
I know that, but you can't do this. And then I'm so disgusted. I won't listen to your station anymore.
I totally agree with you.
But we knock it off with a voice.
I won't, and I feel bad to say that because I feel that it's very informative.
My show?
I listen to everybody.
My show's
all day long, whenever I can. Yes, and I just found this horrible, horrible. Everybody's...
You used a bad word. I got to hang up on you.
Sorry.
That's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. I had to drop it. We had to dump her because she said it was bull stuff. Here is Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, I'm sorry. I love your show. I think you did fine. I've only been listening for a couple weeks, and I love everything you do.
Well, thank you.
It's just great.
But I think that the people...
I
think the people who thought it was in bad taste are entitled to that opinion. Right now, bad taste is winning 4-3.
No, I'm sorry. I loved it. But everything you do is just... it cracks me up. I went out and bought an AM/FM radio tonight just to listen to you. I never listen to radio.
Maybe the people who didn't like it are not familiar with the show, because you
knew, as
we were going into the bit, you knew right away Margaret was full of crap.
Well, the first one I listened to was the teacher that had the Taliban songs. You know, it's been a few weeks ago, but she had some songs. She was teaching her students about how to react to all this.
Yeah.
That's the first one I listened to, and I was laughing so hard, and I was in the car by myself, and I'm sure people just wondered what the hell I was laughing at, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris, very much.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. That lady agrees that she thinks it was in good taste, but we've got four bad tastes. And if you're just joining us, we are asking people if they thought the smallpox bit that we did in the last half hour was in good taste or bad. And naturally, if you hear that, what do you mean the smallpox bit? You're going to think, well... obviously, is in bad taste. And maybe it was. Basically, we had Margaret come on and say that her son had smallpox, and then she said she was only kidding. I don't know. It's a kind of a point of view that I like to play with. It's a ridiculous thing to say, you know, everything is made better if you just say, I'm only kidding. You know what? I think you're a real piece of crap. Oh, I'm only kidding. You ever notice in life, why would I justify it? I'll make that a bit for another time. Josh, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was kind of a cool thing. I'm here in college, and all my friends and I were sitting around. We thought that your reaction was actually more fun.
Oh, it was better than Margaret's.
Yeah,
saying the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, and after a while, I thought.
What school do you go to?
This is Bethel College, North Newton, Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah, liberal arts college.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Josh. And let's go to Linda. Linda, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a new listener and from Michigan here, and I didn't know if you were a news person or, you know, I didn't know what type of show you were.
A news talk show? Like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm listening quite intently on this. And when she said this, I wasn't too concerned because I think smallpox, when a person contracts it, can be... treated medically, okay.
Yes.
So I felt that if they were aware of the symptoms and if they got it under control, I really felt sorry for you having to be like, okay, you were there 2 weeks ago,
Yeah.
You know, what's the repercussion going to be for you and your family?
Right.
And where do you live in conjunction to where she's calling from, and where does
right.
she live?
And then all of a sudden...
How quickly is this going to spread?
And then you hear her say, I'm only kidding.
Well, I missed that part because I went to call a friend.
Oh.
Because I thought, and she's, you know, we're both very much into the news. And so I heard you ending up yelling at her. So her, quote-unquote, this non-existent...
The character person. That I was doing, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess when you say that you can say, oh, you're full of, you're just an ugly person. Oh, I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
The phrase, many a true word is spoken in jest, comes
yes.
to my mind.
Of
and that
course.
Pisses me off because I grew up with a father who would say things and, oh, I'm only kidding.
Oh, we hear it all the time, don't we? We hear people say, you know, those pants are ugly or you're, hey, that shirt looks like
right.
it belongs on a sofa. Oh, come on, can't you take a joke?
Right.
Well, sure, but people say those things so they can express the truth. And get away with it without having somebody clock them.
Okay. Well, if I went into my federal building downtown Grand Rapids and said, hey, I got a bomb, there'd be cops on me like flies on poop, no quicker, and I'd be in jail arrested. And I don't know that it should be done.
So you think it was in bad taste,
I
take it?
Okay. Pardon me?
In other words, you think it was in bad taste?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's just, you know, that's, so what is it, 5-1 now?
It's 5-4.
Oh, I didn't think it was that close. Well, I'm sure I'm speaking for quite a few people out there. But
all right, okay.
Anyway, thanks.
Okay, see you later. Bye. Thanks for listening. Okay, here is Matt. Matt, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you, Phil.
How are you?
I listen to you every night.
Thank you.
I thought it was great. I like that stuff.
Okay, because you're kind of sadistic.
No, I mean, if you have any common sense, you just sit back and enjoy it.
All right, brother.
Don't get
you
old.
Just you tied
out
it up.
Of shape.
All right. Well, we're all tied up now. 5-5.
Keep up the good work, will you?
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Thanks.
That guy sounded like he was calling from a basement someplace, or either that or just Phil. Well, I can see both sides to the situation, but this show, we disclaim the show every day. It's characters that I do. I voice characters. And, you know, what do you want me to tell you? Sometimes you just sort of get a little edgy, and other days you're sort of just sailing along, man, singing a song, and some days it's a little edgy. Okay, maybe we ought to just conclude it here as a tie, 5-5. 5-5, bad taste, not bad taste. The people that thought it was bad taste... really thought it was bad taste. One guy said it was beyond bad taste. It was tasteless. One lady thinks that I ought to be arrested. And the people that got it, they got it. They knew that it was a joke, and they didn't panic. There was one lady I thought was very interesting. She said, well, I didn't panic because I knew that it's treatable. And, of course, I guess that doesn't much forgive it. Oh, that was the lady who thought it was bad taste. All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Hey, guess what Phil did here right as we opened the segment? Dumped a cup of coffee all over myself. You know what? I think it's probably subconscious punishment, self-flagellation for the smallpox bit that we did. I have no doubt in my mind that my hand subconsciously moved toward the cup of coffee and just dumped it right into my lap right as the segment began to let you know that I am subconsciously at least punishing myself. Brutalizing myself, beating myself to crap for doing the smallpox bit. So just so you know, piping hot, steaming hot, scalding hot coffee I just dumped into my own crotch. There. Is that punishment enough? Is that punishment enough? Huh? I got it all over my notes. I got it all over my news. I got it all over the nice little sheet here that Janice makes for me before the show to tell me which bits I should do where and how and when and whether I got to go to the bathroom or not. She has it all written down here. Phil, 6 o'clock, go to the bathroom, okay? 7 o'clock, go take a crap. Then at 8 o'clock, go have yourself a cup of coffee. Then at 8:30, oh, you should be home. What are you doing here at 8:30? Spilling crap all over yourself, you klutz. How about that, man? Not only have I not used antiperspirant for the last 2 days, now I stink like coffee. So I smell basically like an onion sandwich and a cup of coffee. That's what I smell like right now. If you don't use underarm deodorant for a few days, you generally start to smell a little bit like an onion sandwich. And then dump coffee on yourself and you smell like lunch. You smell like somebody's lunch. You smell, huh? I smell like someone's lunch. Would I like a cool rag, says Chris. No, it's fine. I'm good. It wasn't that hot, but it was hot. It was hot enough. You know, this radio show, as we do it, is a little edgier than most, and it's very difficult to explain. You heard me say to the lady, well, that was me doing the voice, and she laughed. That's always the reaction we get. When I say, oh, that was me doing the voice of the character that you were so angry at, generally people will say, oh, well, and then they laugh. But try to explain, and that's why every night we explain our show now, because how do you explain this show? You can't explain our show. Every radio show out there you can explain. My show, it's impossible for anybody to explain it other than me, because you're looked at like you're nuts. Am I right or am I wrong? A lot of you guys have said, I tried to tell my wife about your show, and she looked at me like I said, no, you got to understand. I know how it is. I understand it. Just a certain thing. So just tell your wife, the one who maybe doesn't understand my show or hates it, tell her, hey, tonight Phil dumped coffee in his crotch, so you can feel good about that, honey. Here is Brent. I'm not taking any more tasteless or non-tasteless calls, Chris. You know that? Is he aware of that? Brent, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, you're on the ball, and people miss the point when you tell, you know, when you do your bits. You know, they're clueless. They automatically believe everything they hear. And they're just, you know.
At least our bits have a point, too, you know?
Yeah, you know, everyone does, and everyone's just clueless, and they get all pissed off. I'm going to, you know, beat your ass when I see you on the street.
Yeah, the guy says, he's going to beat my ass.
Yeah.
I don't know, who should we turn in first, me or that guy?
That's
maybe
ridiculous.
Both of us. Maybe we'll share a cell.
And,
all right, Brent. I appreciate it. We do try to have a point for all the bits that we do. We actually do have a point for the things that we do. And sometimes we talk in highfalutin terms, and it makes all the other people on the radio who, they don't know whether whether their ass is on them or on somebody else when they get on the air. They couldn't find it with both hands and a flashlight in the closet. And so, of course, with me, I'm a piece of crap because I actually know what I'm doing. Here is Scott. Hi, Scott. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. How are you?
You're a great innovator.
Oh, thanks.
But I was just curious, do you have any copies of your material? Like,
you mean
CDs or website or something?
You mean show tapes?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, on my website, philhenryshow.com. We have a 30-day archive. We also have selected bits down through the last 8 years.
Great.
All right?
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a great show.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Bye-bye. He's probably going to go and download it and send it to the FCC. Yeah, you're... real good. Question. Can I get a copy of it? Yes, sir. You're on my website. Okay. Thanks a lot, Sucker. I mean, thanks a lot, Phil. Dear Federal Communications Commission, I heard something very interesting the other night that I think you should be well aware of. First of all, this asshole comes on the air. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. John?
Hello. Yes, Phil.
Hi.
How you doing?
Very good, sir.
Hey, Phil, I just wanted to make a comment of your show. I just got out of the military, and I was in for 15 years, and I just got out in 98. And I just wanted to say, you know, when you were taking other calls about tasteless and non-tasteless,
yeah.
You know, it's funny, but I've been listening to your show a couple of months now, and maybe that's why I do get it, and a lot of people don't. Your show is so unique, you tend to catch those people that are channel surfing.
True.
And then they run across your show, then,
true.
You know, they don't know what to make of it.
Right. Well, they got
to... But you know what your show points out?
What?
It points out how this is a country...